Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Final hour of the show. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM. Want to let you guys know we're giving you a chance to win tickets to Jelly Roll and Post Malone at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. If you guys want to go, text the word TOUR to 20357. Text TOUR to 20357. T-O-U-R to 20357. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And this is a Live Nation show. We got tomorrow, Game 6 between the Pacers and Knicks. 8 o'clock is going to be your tip-off from Indiana. Pacers are a 3.5-point favorite. Marlins, they open up a 3-game series against the San Francisco Giants tonight at Lone Depot Park. A couple of notes here. The Marlins have made some roster moves. The man who went viral this week for crying on the field, Ronnie, don't laugh at him. Oh, don't do
me.
That.
Oh, it was Leroy. That was Leroy.
No, that was you.
Oh, that was Leroy.
According to Craig Mish, he said, my understanding is the Marlins have several roster moves ahead of this weekend against the Giants. Those will include both infielders Matt Mervis and Ronnie Simon being designated for assignment.
Ah.
Damn, Mervis. Mervis had a hell of a start to the season.
Yeah, he did. The Mervis train.
Yeah. Basically, they saving you money.
Well, that's nobody tell Hockman, all right? He's gonna be hurt when he hears this news.
I love in retrospect, a couple years from now, we're gonna be like, remember when Matt Mervis he was like the hottest thing on the Marlins for about 2 weeks?
He was dropping bombs.
Who's the other one who has a good eye?
Stowers.
Oh, he's still good, right?
He's still doing all right.
All right. Okay.
Augustin Ramirez has been awesome. They brought him up. That dude, that catch, I mean, he's been, whoo.
Yeah, nice.
Tater, okay. Tot. They can hit.
Yeah.
Got no pitching.
All right, well.
Got no pitching. Yuri Perez, though, is on his way up.
Yeah.
I think he pitched 5 in Jacksonville.
Jumbos.
So we could be getting Yuri back soon.
That'd be good.
And maybe that'll give a little kick. Maybe Yuri will be like, hey, Gramps.
Gramps.
That's what he calls Sandy.
Remember me?
You know, he goes, hey, Gramps, get it together.
Sometimes you need a youthful spark.
Right. You need that young buck to keep you young.
That's right.
Even though how old is Sandy? 29?
Yeah, but he's a papa now. So he's really like 32.
Why do you keep blaming his child?
Because, you know, listen, lack of sleep, dude. Lack of sleep. Although it's not affected Bob. Second child, though. That's different.
He probably did. Bob, like, I could imagine Bob telling his baby to focus.
Focus.
Like, the baby's, like, sitting there, and he wants his peas, and he's like, focus.
Focus.
Like, Bob's baby feels like it wouldn't get one piece of smashed pea on its cheek.
Nope.
Like, focus. When the airplane comes in, focus. Focus.
That's great.
But if a little side P gets on there,
mm-hmm.
Reset.
Reset. Yep. Focus. That's right.
That's how it goes.
And refresh.
He's a good papa.
That's how Papa Bob works. Mm. You know, you think like right out of the gate, as soon as that baby can start standing on its own 2 feet, oh. Butterfly stance, like they're already pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, man
starting to block stuff.
Saw the stat recently. He loses 15 pounds a game. That's crazy.
Hey, he sweats a lot.
What, 15 pounds? That's a lot of sweat. Leroy, how much do you think your body weight fluctuated per game?
Are all your stats via Instagram memes, though?
Yeah.
Game? I don't think it's per game.
I remember one game I started probably 215, 220. And when they start pumping me full of IVs because I dehydrated, I was like 207.
Are you sure that wasn't just the one game where he played four overtimes that he lost 15 pounds?
A lot.
Well, because again, you get all your stats via Instagram.
I believe it was this season.
Can I just tell you? If he lost that much weight, he would not be able to continue the game.
Well, according to this Reddit by the official NHL Reddit, this post has been deleted. So
you're an idiot.
It says no one. Everyone says
no. Somebody sent me that too on Instagram, and I was like, okay. I thought that was after the triple overtime game because it didn't look like a picture from this year.
Well, what do I know, dude? I just look at pictures and regurgitate.
Well, because you keep coming on the show, and you're all you do is get your stats from memes.
Mm-hmm. You see what the temperature is now?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, look at this.
So
meme.
Just imagine Bleacher being Report.
Look at
being
that.
On a, in a stadium on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
This is according to Bleacher Report, which is a totally reputable source.
Sometimes.
Said in 2023, like you mentioned, this was a few years ago, he loses weight during each game he plays before gaining it back. It says 15-plus pounds during games. And then there's other articles where it says 20-plus pounds, but, you know.
It's not possible.
You doubting Bob? He's focused, dude.
It's not possible without having problems.
I'm going to ask him.
You don't have to ask.
I'm going
to
call him.
If you lose 2% of your body weight, you're legitimately dehydrating and seeing spots.
What about those UFC fighters? Those UFC fighters, don't they do?
Yeah, they lose it for weighing, and then they bulk up. They gain like 20 pounds.
I'm just trying to find out where he said this because they're saying he said it.
He said it. Hey, look, they're saying it, dude. Not me.
I'm just telling you. Okay, think about this.
And all I see is Sportskeeda, Reddit.
That doesn't look good.
Instagram. I don't see one quote from Sergei Bobrovsky claiming this.
Well, okay.
So think about this.
And two others reported this.
No, if you pull up on Google.
Yes.
Not your Google, Marcos, but regular people's Google.
All right.
And you say, what is the percentage of weight lost before you have serious dehydration? It's like 2%.
Look,
so if Bob weighs 180 pounds, that means after like 5 or 6 pounds, he's starting to dehydrate. Now you're talking about 20 pounds?
I think he does lose a lot of liquid during a game. I don't think it's 15 pounds.
That's what he says.
I'm not.
That's why I said like if it was one case of it, like the four overtime game, like maybe because he basically played two games in one. Okay, but you're saying he does this after.
He's not the only one though. Look, Vasilevsky said in an interview, which I don't know where that interview is, that he loses 5 to 10 kilograms because you're not cultured. You don't know how much that is. I'll tell you, it's 11 to 22 pounds every game.
I could see 10 pounds.
Yeah.
For somebody that weighs 205, 210.
I'm just looking for you to make. Can you give me one basis
one source?
Of. I just want. I don't want you to be. I want you to be a grown up here.
Yes.
And I want you to find
So I think you're only basing it on the Bleacher Report collaborated with
two people.
I want Bleacher Report Open Eyes and TNT.
Look at that. TNT? Why would TNT lie?
Where did he say it?
Oh, okay. You want me to find the exact interview? It was in Russian or something. probably.
No, wasn't.
Dude, I'm telling you.
All this homework to do. Hey. This guy quotes Drew Starr all day, and all of a sudden, now
by
I have...
By
to,
the way,
Drew Starr gets direct quotes, and I will not have you besmirch his name.
Slick Rick. Hey. Slick Rick says Kawhi is...
During camp, every day we have to weigh in before and after practice.
Yeah.
So they can keep track of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah, it's like if you lose 3 or 4% of your body weight, you're having serious problems.
Or I'm focused.
NHL breakers. It says Bob said his weight fluctuates like crazy due to the amount of water he drinks and how much he sweats throughout games.
One, I've never heard of NHL breakers.
Especially during the playoffs.
Where did he say it?
You know who they are.
Where did he say that on the record?
He'll drink an absurd amount of water to replenish.
He definitely does do that.
Sweating almost out of
You're saying this is a rumor.
I'm not saying, no, I'm sure he loses weight.
Due to one interview a couple years ago.
Remember?
Where? You guys. No, but where? You don't remember?
Exactly what he's reading.
See? Figgy gets it.
You realize this is exactly why.
This is all Instagram posts. I'm not going to articles.
Yeah.
Guys, being an Instagram post does not make it news when your boot's on the gram.
Why would
you need to find out where it's from?
Hmm.
Find it on YouTube, a video of Sergey saying this himself.
Who's interviewed him besides me? He doesn't talk to anybody.
You don't know.
You know what? That's actually pretty accurate.
He was a Blue Jacket. Remember that?
He was a Blue Jacket 6 years ago.
Yeah, losing a lot of weight.
Dade South says Leroy loses 15 pounds from taking off his shoulder pads.
So here.
That's good.
Marcos.
Yes.
Let's just put, say Bob weighs 200 pounds.
He doesn't.
You say he loses 10 to 20 pounds.
Oof.
Right?
It's a lot.
Losing 10% or more of your body weight can be life-threatening.
Can be life-threatening if
you're
not focused.
So if he were to lose 20 pounds, he would almost die.
No, 20 pounds is only one time. It was like four overtimes. Tobin was there.
Again, even if he got to that point.
Yeah.
He would basically pass out.
Guys, this is the urban legend that makes the man.
You're
the
basically
man.
Saying that Sergey Bobrovsky is cutting to make a UFC main event every single game.
Yeah, more or less. But at halftime, he has oranges, and he's all good.
Oh, so you say you can lose 20 pounds of your body weight.
Yeah. But water,
if you
it's all
just
water.
Eat orange slices.
Because, you know, you're losing a lot
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Marcos.
Calcium.
The more you talk on this show.
Yep.
I feel like you're about to be a
people realize
dead to me.
That you have had nothing to do with sports.
I'm telling you what it was reported by respectable and reputable sources.
And I'm telling you factual evidence of if he had lost that amount of weight at what he weighs, he would damn near die.
You're telling me science. Sometimes athletes beat science, Leroy.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes.
And I'm telling you from my own personal experiences, when it comes to dehydration, no. You do realize that a guy that I played with died because he dehydrated. Right,
which is a risk that you run when you play as intensely as athletes can. It is definitely something I'm not suggesting.
I'm just telling you, there's no way he could lose that much weight
every game.
No way.
Hey guys,
I'm not saying it never occurred.
I can only. Where's the hockey hornet? He's gonna back me up on this for sure.
I want to
totally,
fight you.
No way.
He's totally gonna back me up on this.
Listen. If Bob weighs 180 pounds and he loses 10 pounds, he's hallucinating and seeing spots.
You're saying that you think Sergey Bobrovsky weighs 165 pounds after every game?
No. I think before the game, he gains weight with a lot of water. A lot of water. So first of all.
So he's loading?
We're adding weight. That's going to be just sweat. Sweat by the end of it.
Keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like. You make that sound so very simple.
Yeah.
But it gets to the point where you can't drink any more fluid.
I'm pretty sure he's in a laboratory for half the day.
Look at that. You see? You can't interrupt him on
that. I think it's like Star Wars. Like, he's in a hyperbaric
chamber. Put it this way.
Yeah.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example of how dehydrated I was. That game. When you get an IV, they just pump IV fluid in you until your body stops taking the fluids. Right? Sometimes it might be a bag, it might be a half a bag, or whatever.
I know that
I was so dehydrated, they pumped me through, put four bags in me.
I know that
I still felt weird.
I know that he has, like, his own little concoction that he has before games. That's, like, nutrients and all that stuff that he has.
You see?
But it's... I just don't think you're annoying me.
What?
And I want you to apologize for this segment.
You're messing with Bob.
He's defying the odds. I'm telling you,
it's not possible. Marcos.
Yes.
But you want to know what he did? But Leroy, this is literally what he did. They took a picture of Bob in his gear.
So skinny.
And then there's one picture of him from 2 years ago when Kodak Black gave him his chain, and he looks really skinny.
Yeah.
And it just says, 20 pounds, Sergei Bobrovsky loses this weight, and he thinks that's real because he thinks that's news.
Why do you think it's not real?
No, because Bob,
I'm giving you the scientific facts that no.
Because I've given you 20 minutes and you've yet to give me a quote.
Because it was an in-person conversation.
Okay, bye-bye. Goodbye.
Just end the segment.
What?
Stupid.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Panthers will be back at it on Wednesday. They'll be back on the practice ice tomorrow, getting ready for the Edmonton Oilers Cup rematch coming your way starting next week. Been talking about the Miami Dolphins and their drama surrounding, just everything with their team. Just mismanagement, depression, player drama. Tyreek Hill drama, and now Jonnu Smith trade rumors and reports. Mike Florio was on this morning with Danny Rabinowitz, Hollywood, and Dan Day, who are filling in for Joe Rose.
The Dannies.
The two Dans. And he said that there could be even some more movement. He's not even ruling out some more movement. This is what Mike Florio had to say earlier this morning.
I'm keeping an eye on the possibility of a Tyreek Hill trade. I don't rule that out. And I think that smart teams that would be interested, to the extent that there are any, and who knows at this point, but if there's a team that's interested in making a run at Tyreek Hill, June 2 is the day to make the phone call, because of the way the salary cap works, trades before June 1 have much greater cap ramifications in the current year. It's always been obvious to me that Jalen Ramsey was going to get traded after June 1, even though Chris Greer, the GM of the team, tried to deny it. I think after June 1, Tyreek Hill could be in play if there's a team that wants him. Because when Greer was asked about Hill back around draft time, he didn't say Hill's not being traded. He said, well, if somebody offers me two first-round draft picks, I'd be interested. You know, could you imagine Andy Reid saying that about Patrick Mahomes, or Sean McDermott saying that about Josh Allen? So I think Hill's potentially in play. And obviously Jonnu Smith is in play. And it just makes me wonder whether or not this year what they're trying to do, because I think the coaching staff and the front office are feeling the heat. I think maybe they've decided we got to clear out anybody that truly doesn't want to be here. It's hard enough for us to try to win with guys who are acting like they don't want to be here. Let's move on from the guys who really don't want to be here and try to win with the guys who do want to be here.
All right, there you go. That was Mike Florio this morning on the Joe Rose Show. I don't know. Like, here's the thing though with Tyreek. Like, let's just paint the concoction that they've got to find, right? Like, you need to find somebody who's interested in, yes, a very awesome player, but also is bringing a lot of drama. You never know what the hell is going to happen off the field, no matter like how minor or whatever. It just always feels like a thing is a thing. is coming off of a year where both of his wrists were messed up, his knee, maybe he's not quite the same, and he makes an exorbitant amount of money. Are the Dolphins just going to let that go? So who wants to actually give something up for that right now? Now, could it be a case where maybe Tyreek gets off to a good start to the season and somebody's like, oh, he's still got some juice, and then they could pounce on a midseason move? I can maybe see that being the case, but I don't know. I feel like they've been so proactive about making it seem like everything's fine with him that I think they know they got to make at least some of this season work with him, Leroy.
Yeah. I look, the hardest thing in the world to do in life, I won't even say just sports, is to make a substantial commitment into something and just let it go for whatever reason, right? And I think the commitment and the level of commitment that this organization has made to Tyreek makes them want to see it through. But I will also say this. It could get to a point where everybody just decides to cut bait, because no matter how great Tyreek is, the overall issues become a problem for the rest of the team. Whatever it is, whether some of the things you hear about in the locker room, some of the things you hear about off the field, whatever that is, it could get to a point where somebody in the organization, whether it's Chris Greer or it's the owner or it's the coach, says, look, as great as he is, all of his other stuff makes him less dependable.
Yeah, and I think that it's not that I'm discounting all of what Florio's saying, because I think there's a part of it and an element that's right.
Well, we have the luxury of hearing the other side of it.
Whatever.
And is that you haven't heard anything along those lines from the Dolphins.
No, I just think that, you know, I think that the thing with him is, I think the Dolphins have probably checked. Like, they probably know what's the market for Tyreek Hill right now. You know?
Another one of those situations that, okay, what can you get for him? And we just blew a whole bunch of money, and our return is crickets.
Right. And I think that your best bet as a football team is like, all right, is to get him back on some kind of straight and narrow and be able to
get the production out of him. Only a fool would think that.
For what?
get him back on and think he's going to – this has been going on for a while, dude. You know what I'm saying? Can you really break him of all the antics? Because, like
– Well, the thing is like, it's different when he's putting up 1,700 to under 1,000. Like, right? Like, that's just –
Yeah, but,
that's,
but, that's but just, again
– That's the difference of what you're willing to tolerate for it.
Basically, what you're saying is – And this is with everything. Life is about tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
We will tolerate you if you're helping us reach our goal.
Right.
But there could come a point where even if you're helping us get to our goals, it's hard to tolerate all of the antics. It's happened before. We've seen it on other teams.
Yeah. But I think the Dolphins have probably taken an assessment of what's the better path here? Hoping Tyreek Hill gets back to being who he was as a football player, or just cutting bait and taking the L. And I think the Dolphins are like, well, he's too good of a player to not at least give it a go. Now, if he acts like an idiot, maybe they get to that point some point in the season. But it does feel like at least.
And then will we say the same thing we said about Jimmy? If it gets to the point in the season where they decide, okay, we can't do this, we're going to trade him. And you're basically going to trade him for peanuts if you do it during the season. Are we going to then say, like, yeah, we should have saw this coming and you probably should have did this in the offseason?
Yeah, but I think it's a little different in football, right? Because it's kind of a sunk cost. Like, in basketball, the idea if you would have traded Jimmy early, you would have gotten something productive, you would have thought. And nobody would have thought that Andrew Wiggins was that less production. Like, in football, you're basically just taking the L. It's not exactly.
I got you, because you don't have to trade for money. You don't have to trade for, right? I got you. But if the assets, and here's how I look at it, it would have to get pretty bad for you to just trade Tyreek for anything. And I think that's where they are right now. Is that as great as Tyreek is, if you don't feel that you can get any return for it. The saying is cheaper to keep her.
That's what they say.
That's a song.
Which one?
It's cheaper to keep her.
No, it's Jeepers Creepers that you're doing.
No, it's not. Oh. Pull up the song, dummy.
Wow. Pull it up.
Like, oh, it's very aggressive.
Pull it up.
It's a song.
Pull it up during the break. We got to take a break. You're dead to me to close things out after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You're dead to me.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. If you missed any of the show today, get the Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all your podcast platforms or on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM.
Hey, Frog Boy, did you listen?
I didn't, but somehow I resonated with the title. No, but yes, real song, 1973.
Oh, just that?
Mm-hmm.
No, a mere 50 plus years ago.
Jeepers Creepers. I mean, that's a good song.
Really? What?
Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get those beepers?
Minus no, one. That's not.
I feel like you've one, really man. Failed today.
Marcos, you have gone out of your way to be that guy. And I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It all started with you talking about you beating science while limping a month after.
I think I've carried the show today, if I'm being honest.
Wow. You guys, is that how you feel?
You guys go home and do better.
He's like the Dion Waiters of our show today. He's like,
oh,
He's like, I nailed that game.
Champ cheese.
Philly cheese. That's how Marcos came in this morning. Philly cheese.
All right.
And now you've made him hungry.
I have officially finished.
Oh.
Season 2 of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh.
Okay.
And let me just tell you something.
Yeah. Tell me.
Demi. You're dead to me.
Whoa!
You got some stones to sit on that show.
You're dead to me.
Go behind your friends of Mom Talk's back and think you deserve to be the highest paid. You're like the 8th most important Mormon wife of the Swinging Wives. Nobody cares about you. And to say, out of everybody, you think you're going to kick Taylor out of Mom Talk created Mom Talk and is like easily the star of the show.
Yeah.
By the way, how about you just do me a favor, Demi? Why don't you go look at the poster? Who's up front? Mm. Taylor, Frankie, Paul. Want to know where Demi is? All the way in the back. So to sit here and act like you, and let's not forget what you did to Jess.
All we know.
What did she do to Jess?
She said to all her friends, don't get your hair done by Jess.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what kind of a friend are you?
Wow.
What kind of a friend are you?
Well, does she do crappy hair?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what makes good hair and what doesn't make good hair. But it's still,
is she looking out?
It's still not. It's a rotten thing to do as a friend. You don't go behind your friend's back and be like, you stink at this.
Oh.
So I'm looking at the poster. Friend, she is the last person on the right, correct?
Oh.
You would tell another person, yeah, she's my friend. Go to her and then get your hair butchered up?
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway. I'm just letting you know.
Keep that in mind.
Demi.
Why is it Demi and not Demi?
Because that's how she says it. That's her name.
Wow.
That's her name.
She does that for Demi Moore, who mysteriously became Demi.
Well, there was one couple on there that claimed to be related to Ben Affleck, but apparently they're running the back because the show became a huge success. So now they're like, oh, we're not related to the Afflecks. Or maybe they are, and the Afflecks don't want to claim them because they're on the Swingin' Wives show. But anyway, and speaking of, by the way, going to be very interested to see what happens with Demi and this whole Vanderpump Villa drama with Mauricio, okay? So I'm just telling you right now, Demi.
Wait, what's the drama?
I got to know.
I don't really watch these.
It's not all unraveled yet, so I'm not sure where it's going, but it don't look good. I'll tell you what, it doesn't smell right. And you're kicking out Taylor. Ooh, you think you're the top star about that? Yeah, we all do. Everybody knows the star, dude.
Ridiculous. Drama.
Please.
He makes me want to watch these shows. Just so I
can I just say this?
Yeah. You're dead.
And I mean this with all sincerity.
Yeah.
For the purposes of your friend's well-being, please tell me you're watching this with your wife.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm like, you're not just posting up and putting this on TV.
No, but see, like, we've had a big standing in the relationship where it's like, hey, if we're starting a show together, we watch it together. Like, she can't be a Rat Fink and then go off and watch the rest of the show. So once we're in, we're in. But the thing I like about Mormon Wives is they've gone back to Netflix style, even though it was on Hulu, where they just dropped the whole season. So you got to watch it back to back. I don't got to wait. I miss that. Teams are trying.
You know how many good shows I've missed because they do that, like HBO. That's one of the reasons why I didn't get into Game of Thrones. Not waiting a week. Like, do it like everybody else. Put the whole season out.
But more people aren't doing that anymore. They like to drag. Right. Even Netflix has gone away from that bold bleep, you know?
They go three or two and then three.
I don't like that, dude.
Yeah.
But this to me, she thinks she's really something.
From Demi to dead to me, am I right?
Exactly, dude. What do you got,
Leroy?
Totally carrying this.
So, this Doyle fella.
Craig Doyle?
That was my dead to me, so we'll
both do that. Oh, man.
So, look. Pascal Siakam handled it like a pro. But don't act like you in there trying to do anything other than stir it up. You ask a guy, why did he suck? What a response you think you're going to get? Now, you got a nice response. Because Pascal just laughed at him, right? But come on. If that's the media, and I've heard media members say, oh, I didn't have a problem with Doyle did. I didn't have a problem with Pascal Siakam did. Really? If you ever walk up to somebody and say, excuse me, sir, why do you suck at your job? I mean, you're getting paid for it. Why can't you give maximum effort? Right? You don't think that's going to be a problem to another man? So he's dead to me because I'm about tired of it. I'm tired of the antics. If you want a good relationship, have a good relationship. You can ask the difficult questions without being abrasive. Right?
Big word for
that. Was just unnecessary. It really was.
Yeah, to add on Leroy's dead to me, because that was also my dead to me, because you guys reminded me of the Caitlin Clark situation. That was so icky.
Creepy.
It was disgusting and disturbing.
At what point are we going to ever
ask me that question?
If you go LeBron, Caitlin Clark, and now this, at what point are people just going to say this guy's a jackass?
I think everybody is, because it feels like he just goes away for 4 months, and then all of a sudden he pops up like a prairie dog. Oh, it's Doyle again.
Doyle.
All right, what do you got, Mr. Carrier?
Doyle.
We're speaking of people who maybe have put their foot in their mouth. Mine is no different, as I nominate Mr. Cougar himself.
Oh,
John Mellencamp.
Little Diddy. Not Pat McAfee. Wouldn't act like a true Hoosier, even to me.
I got a response from Mr. McAfee.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, yep. He addressed this on his platform, and you can imagine he wasn't necessarily happy telling the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer to, quote, shut the bleep up. In addition
to that,
he went on to admit that he hates seeing people get attacked online, which now Mellencamp is a victim of that. But he did mention that, I don't want any of your bull bleep. I don't like you. I know your name, and I don't like you. He wrapped up the rant by saying he hopes to see John real soon and believes they'll be in the same place, and said he's going to kick his old ass. All right, that last part I made up, but it sounds like it aligns with the rest of the article. Pat McAfee didn't take kindly to old Mellencamp's belly aching.
Sounds like we got a real Mormon Wives situation amongst Pacer fans.
Dad, Indiana is going crazy right now.
And I got to tell you, too, this Whitney, because, like,
you're dead to me.
Jesus.
Wait.
For you to get back into Mom Talk after groveling all season after you were banned. No, it's a huge hit. It's a huge hit.
Four people.
And then, like, a remora fish team up with Demi when you already know her behavior. You know what? You two deserve each other, quite frankly. Two snakes in one nest.
How?
How many episodes is each season? How many seasons are there? Because I'm intrigued.
It's like two seasons. I think it's either 10 or 12 episodes a piece.
You can't keep doing this to us, dude.
What do you mean, dude?
You can't keep bringing up.
I know. First, he got me into Love Island.
I know the season two, not season two, I think it's season seven, but like real Love Island USA started last year. The new trailer's out. I haven't watched it yet, though. Oh, no, we lost Leroy. Oh, no. I ran him off?
That's crazy. He's like 150.
You were talking too much about Mormon wives.
Leroy didn't have enough to. He's like, I'm just sick of him talking about Mormon wives.
I blame me for sure.
But you know what I mean, dude? With it, like, you know, imagine having a friend who's the worst, right? They're out of the group. But somehow they weasel their way in. But you have another one who's the worst. And then everybody's like, oh, look, who became best of friends? The two worsts.
Oh, of course they would.
That's what we got going on with Secret Lives of Mormon Wives right now.
But what happened with the, remember the guy who was running on a beach because he was witnessing the love of his life in Spain with another man on the
show? Oh, that's Temptation Island, Spain,
though. Did we ever finish that show?
Mormon Wives?
I think they just kept cheating on each other.
Just a lot of cheating.
I watched a little Temptation Island on Netflix. Yeah. But it's just, you know what? It's not that interesting to me because it's just basically people with broken relationships are going to cheat on each other and they really don't love each other.
Yikes.
I like when there's some real stakes in a relationship. And that's what happened with this Demi because they caught her.
You know what?
With a squeeze in Italy at Vanderpump Villa. And so she comes back. And the other husband, who may have also had a squeeze while she was off in Italy, seems like they may be the swinging wives and husbands of Mormon wives. And they're trying to act like they're holier than thou.
Crazy enough, I think I saw one episode of Vanderpump Villa, the recent one.
This is great.
When I saw, what's his name? What's that guy's name?
Mauricio.
Out of all the guys, she's going to go for him? Really?
He made the move.
He's the first guy that bothered me on the show.
That's his deal. He's the he's the bad guy.
I don't like
the him. Razor Ramon of Vanderpump Villa.
Can I say smut on the radio? Is
sure.
This is smut television.
It's not smut television. It's great television.
This is bad, dude. This is all just like G-Sme. This is what I get.
It is G-Sme.
Drama.
I love Cheesma. You say Cheesma to me?
Poor Leroy.
My head is turning.
Leroy hasn't come back.
Tobin, Shreetha says Tobin is Razor Hamon.
That's good.
That's our show, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Rest up as we have a big week of Cats ahead of us.
Yeah.
A cup rematch. Maybe the Dolphins will get back normal, too. We'll talk to you rascals Monday.
Got the lead, boys. Hey. You got the lead, Chuckles! We are sweet saucing it tonight, boys.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.